Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us this morning from the University of Buffalo, political science professor Sean Donohue, as we are 5 days out from Election Day, trying to look at what might happen in just under a week. Hey, Sean, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Everybody's trying to figure out in a tight race who's going to come out on top. Will it be Trump? Will it be Harris? What do you look at 5 days out to give you an idea of what to expect?
Well, one of the things that I'm looking at is that in 2016 and 2020, we had some polling misses that seemed to undercount Trump support. Then in 2022, people were predicting a red wave, and we didn't really see that come about. So what I'm kind of looking at, and we aren't going to know this until we start getting results coming in, is that the polls that are showing the race really, really tight, they could be right, or, you know, potentially they're undercounting Trump support still, or maybe they've overcorrected. So really, it's one of those things right now that I am just not quite sure where things are.
Is it different than other presidential years, do you think?
Well, one of the things is that I'm noticing this year is that you have a very, very small battleground map. So you only have really seven states that are in play right now. So that's a little bit tighter. And also what we've seen in the past few weeks is polls that show not only the presidential race at the national level very, very competitive, but also in the seven swing states as well. So it's very possible that whenever we get all the votes counted, that maybe all of the swing states go in one direction or another, or maybe they split about evenly.
You know, it seems like for as long as I can remember, we talked a lot about age as a defining divide in an election. You know, older voters swing one way, younger voters swing the other. It seems that here in 2024, we're talking less about age as an indicator of where you're going to vote and much more about gender.
Yes, I think that we're seeing, we've basically had a gender gap where women tend to vote more for the Democrat and men more for Republicans for several decades now. But I think that we're seeing that potentially it could be more pronounced this year. You know, also we're seeing it, at least especially among white voters, more of an education gap where voters with a college degree or more are much more in the Democratic camp, while voters that have less than a four-year college degree are increasingly voting more Republican.
Sean, I want to ask you about the garbage issue. I mean, it first came up over the weekend by a comedian before Trump spoke at MSG, and then Biden used it when he was insulting Trump supporters the other day. Yesterday, Trump was in a garbage truck in Wisconsin wearing a sanitation vest. Who's winning on this issue this morning?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, what media you're consuming and where you're at. I mean, I think that the comment by the comedian, the issue there was that, you have a very large group of Puerto Rican voters in Pennsylvania, you know, the third largest Puerto Rican population in the country, that that were quite upset about that. You know, with the Biden comment, I think some people might be thinking that, wow, I haven't heard a lot from him lately. So, you know, it's getting a lot of play, you know, in conservative media. But, you know, on the other hand, given all the things that Trump has said, you know, about Democrats and their supporters, some folks are looking at it on the other side and saying that it kind of rings hollow.
Is there something maybe more to this? Like, on one hand, I want to just totally dismiss it as, you know, whatever and never talk about it again. On the other, you know, if you dig deeper, like, is there something to the reaction here that explains maybe the surge in popularity that Trump saw a little bit before and then post that first assassination attempt over the summer, where the reaction from one side, and you could say it was an unfunny joke, it was, you know, a dumb idea to have a roast comedian on stage at a political rally. At the end of the day, though, it was a comedian trying to make a joke, and the reaction has been, you know, a little bit more than finger wagging at it. And that perfectly kind of paints what a lot of Democrats have become to many voters, which is like the party of being too serious, you know, no fun, which kind of used to be the other way around, didn't it?
Well, you know, I think that today, you know, you have so many folks that that, you know, that only consume media that they tend to agree with. So, you know, it's hard to tell how some of these things that come at the last minute may play out among some of the voters that are more persuadable.
What do you think of the early voting that's going on around here? Really a surge in voters who want to vote before Election Day and are willing to wait in lines, long lines, over an hour to vote.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's quite interesting that, you know, I mean, the fact is we haven't had early voting in New York for that many years, while a lot of other states around the country have. In fact, you have a number of the swing states, particularly the ones like a Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, where you'll probably have you will have the majority, and in some cases the vast majority of voters will have voted before Election Day. I think that the interesting thing is that the voters that are spending, you know, an hour or longer sometimes in this area waiting to vote early, it makes it where those of us that are going to vote on Election Day at our precinct aren't going to have any wait at all.
Well, I wouldn't be any different from every other year, to be honest, Sean. Hey, yeah. Thanks for the help this morning, and we look forward to talking with you again right around Election Day, and I know you'll be joining us next week. Sean Donahue with the University of Buffalo with us live this morning, 5 days out from the election.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.